Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we're wrapping up Siman Resh Yud Ches. Most of these halachos are not the too relevant, the opening halachos, as we're going to see shortly, but as we go further on, there are some very important points that come out from the Mishnah Berurah. Mechaber says, Al Nei Shal Odom Suyim, Kiyov, Ben Tzrui, V'chaver, V'chein, Al Neis, Shal Odom Sh'niskadish, Bo'yishem, Shemayim, Kigoyim, Gamil, V'chaver, Mevarech. What bracha does one make if there were a nes that was niskadish b'shem shemayim? The bracha is an asa nes latzadikim b'malkoim azel. Ficha charoy goy v'roya shel daniel v'tim shenei shel chanani mishal azayah. Mivarsh asa nes latzadikim b'malkoim azel. But unfortunately today we don't know where these places are, so it's not really relevant. Similarly, sifches, haroy ishto shel loit. If one counters the pillar of salt, that's ishto shel loit, mivarsh shtayim. Which bracha? Now that's amazing. This is fascinating in terms of drush. Ishto shalot doesn't get a very good rap in Chazal, but here, nevertheless, we make a bracha dayin on MS over her. Vale loit, I remember bar zeichel tzadikim. Also, loit is a complicated figure, yet nevertheless, it's zeichel tzadikim. Interestingly, here Rav Nevinzal Shlita told me that there are people. We discussed in the past. Rav Nevinzal was aware of certain places that nisim took place in the history of Klal Yisrael. He did say that there are some people who believe that they know exactly where that spot is. He said he was Masupa, and therefore he thought one could make a bracha b'lishem u'malchus on that spot that people say. I didn't do the research of where that spot is, but imagine somewhere near the Dead Sea. Siftes. Yesh amishen varka nes el b'nei shu yotzim minin va'oilam. This is a fascinating machlokes rishonim. The Rosh Midunil quotes those who say that the only time you make a nace is a nace that is out of the ordinary, like Daniel the Gov Arayas. Aval nation minigon with todos pigon. Shabo ganon valilo bogu de sakon of anitzel, kiotzib ze enechayv lavarech. Viesh koilik vitoiv lavarech, beloi asgaras shem umalkus. So there are some who disagree and say that you do make a bracha. The Be'er Halacha quotes in Dibra Maskel V'yeshachol. Again, so it's clear what the machlokas is. What happens if a person's in a terrible situation and he's mugged and a nes mamish happened to him? Someone came out of the blue and saved his life. His life was a case of pikuach nefesh. Does he make the bracha? Sh'asi li nes b'makoy ma'zeh. Because that wasn't that Kaddish Baruch Hu made it all of a sudden the mugger became paralyzed. Rather, someone else came. It was a quiet street, and all of a sudden comes along, and nace happens to him. So here there's a machlekes rishonim whether he makes a bracha. The Be'er Halacha explains that the Magen Avraham is actually wonders why one would make a bracha. Ayin Magen Avraham, the top line, Shatama ayesh achalek hazeh, de bevade minigolam v'tivay ein levarach shaslam yisim. Chena gro tama, the gro asks the following tasha, if that would be so, every woman who gives birth should make a bracha shasal yinez v'makom hazeh. Every foot in Shari Tzedek Hospital is shasal yinez v'makom hazeh, because that's also a nace. There's no greater nace than childbirth. So you think that when a mugger held you up and so on, every single time a woman comes out with safety from birth, so she should make a bracha shasal yinez v'makom hazeh. So therefore, the minhag ha'olam is as at most like this yesh cholkim to make it below shem umalchus. Mishnah Berurah continues: if katan lamed beis im nafal of evenu keyotzik is there, or shavar lav agola tuuna, if a stone fell on him or he was trampled by a carriage, shebederech hateva yeshi yomus al yedei zeh. So then, in such a case, so then he would need to make a bracha because that he survived lamala me'ateva. However, if him nafal even samach l'rosh oniska barzel samach l'eno v'nasal oneis v'lo nafal even al rosh v'lo oniska barzel. In other words, a rock came flying down that could have killed him. L'dei rishona em mevarchin. According to the first opinion, he doesn't make a bracha. L'dei shnia efsher she mevarchin. And according to the second opinion, you do. So that is machlokis, and then therefore the bracha would be b'li shem umalchus. Concludes the Mishnah Berurah. Kasa Acharon Mishnas Lones Yosha Lahafresh Letztuk Kfi Asagas Yado Vichalek Loimde Toira. He should donate to people learning Torah. Vyoyim Harini Noisin Zelat Stuck Vyrotzi Shein Echshem Makom Toida Sheyisi Chayev Bezman Amikus. Interestingly, supporting Torah takes the place for a carbon. Told Rav Nevinson, when he said this to me, said this would not exempt him. When Meheri Yibane Beis Hamikdash, he would still bring a Parshas Toda, even though he should say Parshas Toda as well. And Rav Nevinson said to me twice that he should say Mizmar Lasoda and Yodu Lashem Chazda. Now, interestingly, the Dirshu discusses some very, very moving things that's a little bit in Yana Diyoma, which come up here in Eretz Yisrael. First of all, as far as the Yana Diyoma, he quotes they quote the Shas Chuvas Tzel HaChachma. I believe he himself was a survivor of the Holocaust. He says that any survivor, when they go back to the death camps that they were at, they should make a bracha b'shem u'malchus she'asli nes ma'chom hazeh, because that wasn't the case of the Derech HaTev. You know, that's even lamala mederech teva. It's even better than somebody who was saved from a mugger. And in such a case, every single survivor of the Holocaust would make a bracha if they survived a camp that al pi derech teva most did not survive. Another shaila that unfortunately is too much halacha lemaisa here in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Vosner dealt with, and that is in regards to the bracha of Hagomel. If you take a look at Sivkatan Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Kshigiyah Sham Pamacher Bracha Shaslanisim Umikol Makom B'Shah She'irelo Atzala Tzarech Levarach Birchas Hagomel. If somebody was saved, then he does make the bracha of Hagomel. The Birchas Hagomel Lo Kaptin She'ei Neis Gomer. All of the above Allah is talking about Neis Gomer, but somebody who was saved came to a very close call to being injured. So then, in such a case, there's a lot of room to say Hagomel. Therefore, many point out that based on the Chayi Adam, that even though we learned that if a rock barely misses him, so then in such a case, according to many, you don't make a bracha shema malchus. But there are some who say that you make a bracha shasli neis b'makom hazeh every shloshim yom. So that we don't do. That maybe we only do b'shem malchus. But Hagomel, that for sure, the poskim say you would do. So Rav Vosner mentions this in what unfortunately happens more often than we like, and that is if someone is passing and Arab terrorists throw stones at the car in front of him. So in such a case, as Shevet Alevi says, you were just two cars behind. So then in such an instance, he claims that you would make a bracha of Hagoyman. However, Rav Yosher Zatzal and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said that as long as it didn't penetrate, so then in such a case, then Hagomel is not to be said. I travel along what's referred to as the Beitar Road every day, almost twice a day. And one morning, all of a sudden, the first time I looked the terrorist in the eye, that a terrorist jumped the fence and he started pelting stones. He had a good arm for a right fielder. It was a good 150, 200 feet away. And Baruch Hashem, all the stones missed. But he actually attempted to throw at our bus. Baruch Hashem, schus of a lot of Talmud Yechacham on the bus. Baruch Hashem, he missed. So I asked Rav Nevinson Shlita whether I should say Hagomel, and he said no. That's consistent with what his Rebbe said, that if they missed, unfortunately here in Israel it's just too common, then in such a case the bracha of Hagomel is not said. But obviously to say Mizma L'Soda and Yodul Hashem Chazdo. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up next time with Reish Yud Tes.
What value does a bracha have?